What if everything you thought you knew about reality was just an elaborate illusion? Stanislav Grof's The Cosmic Game challenges our most fundamental assumptions about existence. Drawing from over 4,000 psychedelic sessions and 30,000 holotropic breathwork experiences, Grof presents a perspective that bridges ancient wisdom with cutting-edge research. He introduces us to holotropic states, consciousness experiences that move us toward wholeness, which have shaped humanity's spiritual traditions throughout history. Unlike pathological conditions, these states don't impair consciousness but transform it, offering extraordinary sensory perceptions, vivid imagery, and emotions ranging from ecstatic bliss to profound terror. Colors become more vibrant, sounds take on new dimensions, and the intellect functions differently, providing insights about ourselves and the cosmos that transcend our educational background. Throughout human history, people have accessed profound altered states that revealed dimensions of reality hidden from everyday awareness. These states aren't hallucinations, but doorways to aspects of existence that materialistic science has ignored. Native American vision quests, Hindu yogic practices, Sufi whirling, and Australian Aboriginal walkabouts all represent different approaches to accessing these realms. Modern methods include psychedelics, holotropic breathwork, sensory deprivation, and brainwave entrainment devices. What's remarkable is how consistent the insights from these experiences are across cultures and time periods. People discover aspects of a universe permeated by cosmic intelligence, with descriptions showing striking similarities to understandings that have emerged independently worldwide, suggesting they're tapping into fundamental truths about existence rather than subjective fantasies. In holotropic states, we encounter what traditions call God, Brahman, Allah, the Tao, or Universal Mind, the ultimate source of existence. This supreme principle manifests primarily as absolute consciousness, a radiant source of infinite intelligence, or as the pregnant void, a primordial emptiness containing all potential. Those experiencing absolute consciousness describe an ocean of brilliant light containing all knowledge and creative power, existing beyond space and time. Others encounter a vast cosmic emptiness paradoxically containing everything in potential form, similar to quantum physics' dynamic vacuum. Despite apparent differences, those who've experienced both aspects recognize them as essentially identical. Why would perfect, blissful, absolute consciousness create a world of separation and suffering? Many describe divine abundance overflowing with creative expression or universal mind's desire to know itself through countless forms. As Rumi wrote, "I was a hidden treasure, so I wanted to be known. I created the whole universe to make myself manifest." Perhaps most surprising are insights suggesting the divine experiences loneliness, a yearning for partnership where creation fulfills the need to give and receive love. Other paradoxical motivations include spirit's desire to experience limitation despite its eternal nature, or addressing the divine's experience of monotony through drama and surprise. How does consciousness create our seemingly solid world? Holotropic experiences reveal the mechanisms of this creative process, the technology of consciousness generating our reality. The first key process divides the original undifferentiated unity into numerous derived consciousness units. Through complex divisions, universal mind creates experiential worlds containing separate entities with specific forms of consciousness. This process resembles water circulation. Absolute consciousness is like a vast ocean, with creation beginning as waves on its surface. These waves, while appearing individual, remain part of the ocean. As separation becomes more defined, water evaporates to form clouds, eventually crystallizing as snowflakes bearing little resemblance to their source. The second element involves a cosmic screenwork through which conscious entities lose contact with their origin, developing individual identity. This separation is purely illusory. Undivided unity continues to underlie all creation. modern quantum physics confirms what ancient Hindu philosophy called Maya, illusion. At the subatomic level, solid matter dissolves into probability waves in empty space. Our seemingly solid world is actually a sophisticated virtual reality generated by cosmic consciousness, constantly flashing in and out of existence at an imperceptible rate, similar to how film frames create the illusion of continuous motion. Between everyday reality and absolute consciousness lies the archetypal dimension of the collective unconscious, identified by Carl Jung. This realm contains energetic beings perceived across cultures as deities, angels, demons, and mythological figures, suggesting their universal nature. In this domain, conventional time and space rules don't apply. Archetypes like the Great Mother, Divine Child, Wise Elder, or Trickster exist not merely as psychological constructs, but as autonomous dimensions influencing our personalities, behaviors, and reoccurring patterns throughout human history. These experiential realities represent cosmic channels manifesting from the Supreme Principle's consciousness technology. The cosmic process resembles a sophisticated simulation. Just as film creates illusion through electromagnetic waves in an undivided light field, our seemingly solid reality is actually a dynamic play of vibrations, empty at its core. As technology advances towards sophisticated virtual reality, the ancient concept of our cosmos as a virtual reality created by superior intelligence becomes increasingly plausible. The cosmic process offers both infinite possibilities for individuation and opportunities to dissolve boundaries and return to the source. These unitive experiences allow consciousness to overcome alienation and transcend limitations, ultimately reuniting with absolute consciousness. The cosmic cycle consists of two complementary movements, the descending process of creation, involution of consciousness, toward matter, and the ascending process, evolution of consciousness, toward undifferentiated unity. Unitive experiences emerge spontaneously through beauty, near-death experiences, love, sexual ecstasy, or childbirth, and can be cultivated through meditation, breathwork, or sacred plant medicines. In holotropic states, we transcend individual boundaries in two ways, experiencing the immanent divine by becoming other beings or elements of nature beyond time and space limitations, and experiencing the transcendent divine through archetypal realms and the divine creative principle itself. Our ordinary perception of time and space is revealed as arbitrary. Time can be experienced as circular, spiral, or reversed, while space becomes fluid, allowing seamless shifts between identifying with a single cell and an entire galaxy. Living with the knowledge that reality is a divine play means embracing both earthly and transcendental dimensions. This dual awareness enables full participation in life while maintaining perspective on challenges. Holotropic experiences loosen our identification with the skin-encapsulated ego while preserving it for practical purposes. Discovering our transpersonal nature provides both ground-level and aerial views of life's landscape, allowing us to embrace material existence while drawing on transcendental knowledge during difficulties. The benefits extend beyond individual growth to humanity's future. Despite available scientific solutions for global problems, our crisis stems from the human psyche itself, where untamed forces waste resources on arms and unlimited growth while preventing equitable distribution and ecological priorities. Deep self-exploration typically fosters greater tolerance, compassion, ecological sensitivity, and connection to the cosmic order. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience, not merely physical beings having occasional spiritual experiences. By recognizing our true nature, we find deeper meaning while balancing practical engagement with awareness of our spiritual essence. Through expanded consciousness, we can contribute to healing ourselves and our troubled planet, perhaps the ultimate purpose in the cosmic game and our greatest adventure.